Have their link at WJFK.com.
Thank you!
WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you! I want to see you! Ah! Yeah! Oh, my goodness! Can you hear me? No.
Excellent.
Excellent tune. Oops. Too many buttons. There we go. Back to the regular page. Hi, on the computer. But nothing like starting the show with a tribute to Rob's favorite Jew of all time.
Oh, he is a good one.
Yeah. The J-Man.
Carpenter.
Hello.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hello.
No discussion about what to start the show with today.
Right.
Everybody's okay with Jay.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly was just speaking for him.
That's
hi there.
That's what made me think I had the Doobie Brothers CD out, Mike, and you were listening, as everyone was, in the last few moments of the great Bill O'Reilly show today.
Jesus would say it's okay to support securing the border.
Hello.
He can speak for Jesus.
Okay.
Hi, Don. I'm like, hi, Tony. Hi there.
Hello.
Okay, how about your dad?
How's your Jesus?
Wife.
My wife is great.
So
busy.
So's mine and so's my Jesus.
There are many projects going on and my wife is going to complete them all.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bad Elvis Movie and all the ships at sea. They are adored by Slick Russell.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Well, Rob is only on the microphone for about a minute there, and he only said about 8,000 things that nobody understood. I mean, even I'm having a hard time following all of the code.
We call him the insider.
Like Pat O'Brien.
Hello.
Well, this is kind of the mellow part of this song.
I like this part, though.
Say about Jesus, though.
It's a lot of fun.
He's a lot of fun. Mike, Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Thursday. 051205.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he ain't retarded. We're just one day away from...
It's Friday the 13th. Oh, very scary.
That's tomorrow. Listen, today is May the 12th, and you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada and from Mexico, you can call 800-636-1067. And again, with my tongue in cheek, if you're among the chosen few... Listening to WJFK in Washington, you can call us at 202-432-1067.
Sometimes you play a song that just cuts through everything.
That's right.
And this one I am just into.
And I'll tell you what, I've mentioned this before. Jesus is my co-pilot.
Really?
And Jesus is a big fan of the show.
I know he is, no doubt.
Last night, the night before, Jesus called me and he said, Daddy Dan, that thing you did with the food, he said, I'm listening and I'm saying, Dad damn it, that is a good bit.
We love to eat. Jesus loves bits with food because he made it.
And I keep saying to all that because he repeats over and over everything. It's DD this and DD that. And I kept saying, hey, easy on the swearing.
Yeah.
And he reminded me, you know, he just, he's Diaz. Yeah, he's got a sense of humor for D's sake.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Thou shalt not take thy father's name in vain, right? You know, I mean, pay attention to your dad's
and
commandments.
And then I really pissed him off because he kept everything is D's, you know, because it's his dad. You know, it's not GD, it's DD, it's dad's dad. And I said,
sometimes doesn't he go, oh, stop.
Yeah, right. Yeah, instead of, oh, God. Right. Instead of, oh, God. So he said, well, D's, and I said, you know what? D's nuts.
Oh, you said that to him?
It made him laugh.
And
D's grieved.
That's when Jesus got pissed at me.
Oh.
But we were having our usual pre-show meeting.
He called you a dad-forsaken person.
Oh, all right. Boy. Hi, everybody. And
undoubtedly.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, as Dustin Hoffman said that one time, didn't he?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Welcome. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, D. Hello, M.
Hello there.
Hey, first of all, I would say that I thought the Elvis movie would have been better if he was played by Mark Addy.
Oh, well, now you've taken the fun out of it for all of us.
There's the guy on the phone who wins the Mark Addy Prize.
Or maybe Max Beer Jr. yeah, I thought it was a big jip. They should have just shown the E! True Hollywood Story about the last days of Elvis, so that crap about the... They go right from the end, they go... There's no Red West, no Jack, no maids talking.
Just if you're one of the small number of people, relatively speaking, to watch the Elvis miniseries on CBS, I know Rob watched it last... Well, he watched it all, but he was especially excited last night. I was disappointed when I said to Rob... Said, when does it get to the good part? The Elvis that we love.
The bloated.
And they cut it off right before it gets to the Elvis that we love.
It's still...
The purpley Elvis.
It still doesn't prevent us from getting some really, really bad acting, though.
No.
And the guy that played Elvis was just horrible. I have a question about the Elvis miniseries.
Yeah.
How much control editorially and how much of a force in that was Priscilla? Did she have a lot
quite
to do
a bit.
With it?
Well, quite considering a bit.
Because
considering
it was definitely sanitized about Elvis's womanizing.
Considering the fact that she's got a book coming out and she's got a TV show tomorrow night coming out, and I seen her on the TV too, and boy, does she look like, she almost looks like the woman from New York that was on the cover of Time Magazine. With
the Catwoman.
With too many plastic surgeries.
Joker.
You know, back when she was making those movies with Leslie Nielsen, Scylla looked okay, and back in the day she looked okay, but now she's had like too many facelifts, and she's had the collagen on her lips.
Is her hair red now, like that dark purpley red?
Yes, it is.
She looks like Shemp.
She's very, very scary.
But her hair is longer than Shemp.
I know, but it's for a point of reference.
God, I love Shemp.
He is good.
Wow, we all do.
I hate Shemp.
It's my Shemp impression. That's it. But there was no Elvis womanizing.
No, and she also had at least one scene reshot because she said, that's not accurate.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there was none of the good stuff that we were looking for.
No hot dog rolls.
Look at all the babies we killed.
However, what you can do is you can blame the military for his addiction to pills. You can see how it started with the amphetamines that he took to stay up when he was in the service.
Take just one of these or you'll be doing cartwheels down the hall.
Oh, my Peter.
Take one of these if you're tired.
If you're tired.
Look at all the babies we killed.
Daddy.
That would have been a good scene on CBS, wouldn't it?
Where's the monkey? He's frozen out back.
Wouldn't that be the period of time that had the monkey? When he came back from Germany.
Mike, there was a lot of the Elvis that we love that they didn't show. Like, what about Elvis in the big pool out in the back of Graceland?
Right.
Shooting out those flash bulbs?
Right. That's when he went kind of bonkers those 2 years, right, that he was waiting for Priscilla to come back.
And also, there was no talk of them emptying the swimming pool so they could keep donkeys in it.
See that? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's classic Elvis.
It was that's a good Elvis.
It was a chip, and hey, you deafies didn't come through on American Idol. It was not even a factor last night.
I was waiting for something to happen. They dove right into it.
Totally, and that my prediction, totally wrong. You know, Trake Boy's out of there.
You can't hit them all out of the park. Trake Boy obviously was the big favorite, and now he's gone, and quite a little emotional response from the blonde chick when Trake Boy got voted off. Did you see when she yelled, I love you! Carrie Underwood loves Drake Boy.
Carrie Underwood's deviled ham. That's all I could think of. Isn't that the... hold on, we get a bunch
Underwood
of calls.
Deviled ham spread.
We get a bunch of calls about, Elvis and Scylla. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Priscilla was on Letterman last night or the night before. Her hair was black.
Black?
She was dressed in a kind of goth outfit.
Wow.
Didn't
it was...
frightening.
Didn't her face look so much different?
Her upper lip doesn't move anymore.
I think when you've had that much plastic surgery, it's impossible not to look gaunt.
And I still hate seeing her on TV and knowing that she doesn't talk like this.
Yeah.
You want her to talk like that?
You'd like all the Presleys.
Well, Dave, I'll tell you something.
Paul.
Oh, man, I had a long flight back from L.A., Jack.
Another problem with the miniseries is they never once got Elvis's hair color right.
Right.
It was
okay. Now that's just
no, but
you.
That's no,
Rob. That's just you.
Yeah, but should
I
not
mean,
his hair be the color of just blacker than a thousand midnights?
That's right.
And it never was.
I'm with Rob.
Thank you, Bud.
And congratulations on working your trademark slogan into this show. Just 9 minutes into today's
broadcast.
I'm excited to use it for something other than my soul.
Hello, Don.
Why don't you go back into the corner and sit at your wooden spinning wheel.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Someone is really enjoying what we are doing today.
People want to understand the reaction that people have to this show.
Every day. Right here.
4 hours.
Look, all we're doing is just rapping about TV last night. We've not even gotten to what we're going to do on, okay, bye.
Ran out of gas.
Thanks. Look at all the babies we killed.
Yes, Rob, go attempt to turn straw into gold.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Off with the spinning wheel.
Yes.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great, my friend.
I'd just like to ask, how's Matt the engineer?
How's your crying engineer? Well,
so many things to get to.
As it turns out, that's on the list. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the prompt. You know,
thanks.
We might as well stop right here and start with that because I heard he's here.
All right.
In the building today, Matt the Crying Engineer. And I believe he knows we're going to call him.
Well, he's in the building. Can't we get a live appearance?
No, I don't want to make him cry, Mike.
Wouldn't it be easier, though, to see his real emotional reaction if we could eyeball him?
How about we call him and ask him to come down?
That's a great idea.
Okay.
That's a nice little compromise.
Hey, fried food today.
As you know, Beth Ann McBride made this guy cry on Monday.
Right.
Matt the engineer.
He was so cold and so cruel.
Because she's so tough.
She
like Bridget Jones. Hold on, what is these phones?
They're from another radio station.
I was telling Mike, I'm so mad at, I'm not going to say the name of the place, but I was trying, hold on a second. 2 8 9